By the 1980s, hip-hop music had begun to take root in the black British society. One Manchester-based band, the Ruthless Rap Assassins, were very well known in the area and appeared numerous times at the carnival, as member Anderson Hines will tell us now. So, Anderson, thanks for taking the time to speak to me today. It's always great to speak to you.
Thank you for taking the time to have me. It's always great to speak to you too, Dee. Thank you.
Well, we're going to have a little chat about your days as a member of the Ruthless Rap Assassins when you actually performed at Moss Side Caribbean Carnival. Can you remember what year it was?
Oh, gosh. I think it was been there about three times, maybe between 82 and 85. I think we did those 3 years, one way or the other, between 82 and 85. Sounds about right, that.
So that's before you actually had the well-known success. That was when you were just starting off, I think, wouldn't it be?
That's correct. We just got together as a group, band. And I remember I had my son in 83. So I think the last carnival we performed at was, I think it was 85.
Would it be a hip-hop set you were doing?
Yeah, it was, well, there was Leaky Fresh and OND. And 1 year that stands out in my head. But basically, when I was DJing, we go over to that section. And because rap was up and coming at the time, everyone wanted to hear rap. So they'd say to us, oh, give them the mic kind of thing. So we'd do a little impromptu performance, but I don't know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever, while we was there. And then normally after that, when the carnival was done, we'd all head off to the gallery or somewhere to continue the party.
And were you on in the afternoon or the night? And was it a two-day carnival in those days? Was it just the one day?
No, just the one day in those days.
Yeah, because it's only quite recently it's become a two-day carnival, isn't it?
Yeah, since they moved. But then, I mean, even then, I think the day would have been moved. No. In the 82, it was still back in May then, them days. But somewhere along the line, maybe in 88, was that 89? They moved it to August, didn't they?
Do you know, you've got a better memory than me. I mean, I've been to most of the carnivals.
Well, I remember because for the first 3 years of carnival, it was always beautifully sunshine. It was just a great event, good vibes, lots of people turning up. It was really good, great weather. And then, if I remember right, it was in 1981. That's when the first year it rained on May the 28th. It's always on the Whitsuntide Bank holiday back in those days. And it rained. I remember stood on the balcony on John Nash Crescent, not William Kent Crescent, with a bunch of my boys thinking, are we going carnival? Look at the rain, I thought, no. Yeah. And then for some reason, then it seemed like every year after that, it just rained on the May Bank holiday. It always seemed to be sunny a few days before and a few days after, but the carnival days itself seemed to be cursed. So, yeah, it was forever rained. So somewhere round about the early, late 80s or early 90s, it must have been, they decided to shift it to August, if my memory serves me correct. Been there ever since. No, and that's not true. They did move the date to somewhere else. And maybe it was August still. Or was it July? Because the date changed twice. That much I do remember. They had it at one period and it still rained. So I think it was July. So in the end, the last resort was to move it to the nearest possible to the last weekend in August. Because the bank holiday there wasn't there. And hopefully by August, the rain would have stopped. But we're living in England, and it's always been wet as far as I can remember.
Well, I remember quite a few rainy carnivals, unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it really matters. You can get rain in August, June, you know.
Of course. No, never mind. In those months.
It's just in the lap of the gods. So how do you get on? Do you apply to go in as an actor? Do they get in touch with you? How do you actually get a spot?
No, back in those days, everything was impromptu, innit? There was less rules and regulation like you have now. So you could just turn up. And there'd be somebody with a set up, so they would presumably pay for their pitch. But then because we're just random, if that's right, we'd pass us by, we could go on the mic and just perform. So we didn't need any license or anything, I presume. I don't think they even had a license back in those days. I think they paid for the pitch, and it was on. But nowadays, there's all possibly. But I do remember there was lots of youth groups involved in it in the early days, and different groups from outside the Moss Side used to come and join the parade and all that, as I recall. So, maybe it's just nostalgia again. But back in the old days, it just seemed more friendly, you felt more at home, I think. There's just a better vibe all the way around.